Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif's recent visit to Tehran marks a significant shift in Pakistan's foreign policy. The visit comes at a time of rising geopolitical tension between Pakistan and India, and as Pakistan's traditional relations with some Persian Gulf Arab states face new challenges. With India expanding its ties with countries like the UAE, Saudi Arabia, and Bahrain, Pakistan is now seeking to diversify its foreign partners. Iran, with its strategic location, energy resources, and shared security concerns with Pakistan, is emerging as an important player in Islamabad's regional approach. During his visit, Sharif discussed ways to strengthen cooperation in security, energy, and transit. The visit indicates Pakistan's interest in deepening ties with Iran at a time where regional alliances are changing rapidly. Tehran and Islamabad also share similar positions on key international issues, especially concerning the Muslim world. Both countries strongly oppose the Zionist regime and continue to support the Palestinian cause. This political alignment is becoming more important as some Arab states move toward normalizing relations with Israel. In a meeting with the Pakistani Prime Minister, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei praised Pakistan's consistent stance in support of Palestine and its refusal to recognize Israel despite outside pressure. He called the Palestinian issue the top priority of the Muslim world and criticized certain Islamic governments for aligning with the Zionist regime, even as global protests continue against the Zionist atrocities in Gaza. Both Iran and Pakistan emphasize the need for unity among Islamic countries in facing common regional threats, particularly in relation to Israel. Another key area of cooperation is Pakistan's decision not to join the Saudi-led war on Yemen in 2015. Despite economic and political pressure from Riyadh, Pakistan remained neutral, showing its willingness to align with Iran's position in certain regional matters. This creates new space for potential collaboration between the two countries in future regional crises. Economically, Sharif's visit aimed to boost trade and investment between the two neighbors. The current trade volume stands at around $3 billion, but both sides aim to increase it to $10 billion. Transit, energy, and border trade are seen as the main areas of growth. Iran and Pakistan are both members of regional organizations like ECHO and the Shanghai Cooperation Organization and can use these platforms to support joint projects and investments. The International North-South Transport Corridor, INSTC, was highlighted as a promising project for regional trade, especially if it connects with Pakistan's transit infrastructure. Despite past competition between Chabahar and Gwadar ports, the INSTC could enhance economic ties and promote regional stability. In energy, Iran's gas reserves offer an opportunity to meet Pakistan's growing energy needs. The long-delayed Iran-Pakistan gas pipeline, known as the Peace Pipeline, would become a key project if sanctions-related obstacles are lifted. Overall, the visit underscored the potential for stronger political and economic ties between Iran and Pakistan. If managed carefully, this growing partnership would help shape a new regional axis that promotes independence, justice, and resistance to foreign intervention.